And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. Welcome. I am Fred Ronstadt, and I am not joined today by my intrepid brother, Jeff. He is off gambling in Las Vegas, Nevada, spending his hard-earned revenue with the good folks in Nevada.
But is it really hard-earned?
Yeah, he works hard for his money.
Okay.
I think he does. At least he tells me he does. Mm-hmm. But I'm joined today instead of Jeff. I have the perennial Jeff replacement. Mr. Michael Guymon.
Thank you, Fred. Yes, Michael Guymon, the surrogate Jeff. I think this is my third appearance as surrogate Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to have to start paying you, I think.
Well, you pay me in cigars, which is really
well,
nice.
Well, that's how we pay people.
Yeah.
Cigars and tequila, but you don't drink tequila, so.
I don't, so that just means more cigars.
Yeah, so this is Fred and Jeff Show. We are here to celebrate all of the people, places, events, and history that make Tucson and Southern Arizona a great place to live. And we are today celebrating the wonderful things about Tucson at the Tinderbox, one of our first sponsor. And we're located over at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, just on the southwest corner of Broadway and Craycroft, enjoying the Cigar of the Week, which we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show, and talking all about Tucson. Now, you know, we do love celebrating all the fun stuff going on in Tucson, And you know, there's so many events now that the weather's turning a little bit cooler, a lot of stuff going on. Last week we talked about the old All Souls procession. Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to some folks. It was very interesting, different perspectives on the All Souls procession. Some people loved it. Some people thought, you know, it could have been better, you know, could have been worse. But ultimately it ended with fire over in downtown next to the train depot. Which is a big crowd pleaser for a lot of folks.
Yeah, I was I attended the All Souls procession, as I have the last 2 years. I think this is my third year in a row attending the procession. I have a 4-year-old daughter, and she's been, you know, all 3 years with us. She just loves the procession. It's a lot of fun to watch. But I mean, the amazing thing
is—did you dress her up and go?
Did not
join
dress
the procession.
No, oh. she likes to hang out on the sides. To, you know, watch the well, I don't want to say crazies, but all the crazy things happening along the street. There was a group of folks who had a spider, and they each one had about a tentacle. I think there were about, or sorry, a leg.
Leg.
There were about 16 legs on this spider, and
16 legs.
Yes, they saw the kids. Molly and her group of friends hanging out on the side. They came over and they, you know, were teasing her with the other kids with the legs. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. But it ended up at the future site of the court, the city county court complex.
Right.
And just imagine that vacant lot filled to the max with people. It was amazing. I mean, you know, that just happens so infrequently in Tucson. You see those pictures of the National Mall and people, throngs of people crowded onto the mall. I mean, this is sort of Tucson's version of that, where there's just, you know, thousands of people crowded into that dirt lot, that vacant dirt lot where the city county court complex is going to be. It's just it's an amazing sight and just a great event and a purely Tucson event.
And they had the Flam Shen folks out with the fire and they had people hanging. They had a huge metal structure,
right,
that they actually lifted up the urn.
Yes, and with a crane.
And people were dangling from this huge metal structure with ribbons flowing down, and it was just a spectacular sight.
Yeah, and they had an archer with, you know, a flame attached to the end, and shot the arrow into the urn to start the fire. I was just, everything about it is just, you know, very unique and fun.
Yeah, well, that's why we love living in Tucson. Well, there's, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming up, actually going on now, things that are coming up in the future. One of the things that we're hoping to get someone on soon to talk about, the Tucson Museum of Art has an exhibit right now. It opened at the end of last month, the 23rd, I believe, and it's Lewis and Clark. And there was a very wealthy patron of the arts who wanted a whole series of pieces done that celebrated the adventures of Lewis and Clark as they mapped the United States. And so right now they are exhibiting pieces from that collection over at Tucson Museum of Art. The opening studio tour, the TPAC is putting together. That's coming up soon. You know, there are all sorts of fun things going on in Tucson. Now, when we talk about things in the show, we will link those sites to our website when we send our email, when we send out our, you know, our Facebook stuff, so that people who are might be interested in the Tucson Museum of Art, might be interested in the TPAC open studio tours, all that kind of stuff, they'll be able to go to the website, which is FredandJeff.com, the electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show.
Where you can find previous shows, I might add.
Yeah, you can find previous shows last week. You know, if you really want a good laugh, last week my brother and I were talking about Halloween you know, going out and trick-or-treating and the costumes we were wearing. And we were talking about Harry Potter and stuff. And for some reason, something was said, and we couldn't stop laughing for like 5 minutes. It was like the worst radio in the world. You know, grown adults just laughing hysterically, not saying a word except for go to a break. So I finally went to a break. But if you want to listen to stuff like that, you know, goofy stuff or just informational stuff, all of the past shows are preserved for posterity on FredandJeff.com. And soon they will be downloadable, and you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
I think that's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Can I do a shameless plug?
Absolutely.
Well, you're talking about art. Yes. Tucson Museum of Art, TPAC.
Tucson Pima Arts Council.
Thank you.
I get lazy and I use acronyms, and a lot of people don't know what that
means. Well, you're, you know, former city council member. Government is all about the alphabet soup.
That's right.
So the Museum of Contemporary Art, or MoCA, if we're going to stick with the abbreviation theme, their current exhibition is Olivier Mosset, who is a Swiss artist. And I was talking to some Swiss artists from Geneva the other night, and I asked them, okay, so Olivier Mosset, where does he fit amongst the Swiss artists? And those who know about art, the two biggest names in Swiss art are Paul Klee and Giacometti. And I asked them, I said, where does Olivier Mosset fit in that? And they said, oh, easily, he fits the top three. And the current exhibition at MoCA is his personal private collection. Some of the pieces were actually flown in from Zurich to be a part of this exhibition. Some just great stuff. And so I encourage folks also to go down to the new Museum of Contemporary Art. This is only their third exhibition in their new space, which is the former fire station across from the TCC on Church. And a wonderful, wonderful exhibition. I think it goes through February.
That's sweet. Very sweet. Now, the last thing, you know, we have friends all over this city and all over the region who email us and call us up and want us to give shameless plugs for their events. But Toys for Tots is actually having a golf tournament. It's coming up on Friday, December 3rd. It's going to be at Arizona National Golf Club. Our friend of the show, Ed Ackerley, is helping these guys, it's the U.S. Marine Toys for Tots campaign. We're going to have links up on the website, but if you're interested in playing golf to raise money for Toys for Tots, and it looks like it's going to be fairly inexpensive tournament, and I'm looking at one of the flyers here. It looks like there's cooperation in the media, because there's a foursome here that's comprised of the news or the sports guys for our four local news stations. The Fox, KMSB, Fox 11, Kagan 9, KVOI, and KOLD. So it looks like, at least from the materials, it looks like they're going to be playing in a foursome.
Oh, very interesting. You would hope that they are, you know, decent golfers.
You would hope that.
You would hope.
I mean, you know, you would hope that they can play sports of any sort because they're reporting on it.
Yeah, they're talking about it all the time. They can throw a football, they can throw a baseball, they can hit a golf ball, they can do everything.
Yeah, that's right. And you wonder why they're not professional professional athletes.
Right. And then, you know, people will get out there and play with them. Well, they won't play with them because they're going to be in their own foursome, but then we'll see if the rubber hits the road in that aspect.
Yeah, the last little bit of housekeeping we have to do in this first segment of the show is to thank our sponsors. My brother and I love doing this program, but we cannot do it without the help of all of our friends and we want to plug Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, Shelby Hawkins, Barker Morrissey Contracting, H&S Estate Gardening. Those guys really know how to put a garden together. They do all sorts of stuff. Casa de la Luz, and we're actually going to have a guest later in the show from Casa talking about a really wonderful program that they're working on. A made-to-order, Temco Air Environmental, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and as my brother loves to say, your friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
They're my friends.
They take care of you.
They take care of me.
I think. I'm looking around the room, and I think maybe 30% of the people here have some kind of a deal going on with Ronstadt Insurance.
Couldn't say more better, great things about Ronstadt Insurance.
Well, that's cool.
I'm sure he would love to hear me say that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he would. But right now, I think he's at craps table. Let's see, on the other side of the break, I think we might have a joke of the week. Maybe.
Sounds good.
And then we're going to talk about St. Luke's Home for the Elderly and a big event that they got coming up not too long away.
I'll think of a joke just in case we don't have a joke.
Well, we actually have a kid here to tell us a joke.
Oh, we have a backup plan.
We got a backup joke. I just want to unwind. I can't be any more than you already knew.
But sit back, take off your coat is what we're going to do, yeah. Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear. And a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
I find myself out gazing at stars. And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm joined today not by Jeff, but by Michael Gammon, who is soon to be working for Trio.
That is right. Yeah, I start Monday at my new job.
Yay.
Vice President of Regional Development.
So you're going to bring in, let's see, who are you going to bring in? You're going to bring in?
Yes, I have a list. I'm just, I'm scouring the companies that we need to bring to Tucson. Now, I will be heading up the retention, recruitment, expansion efforts for Trio, and something I'm very excited about. But it's going to be quite the task.
Excellent. Well, we are now ready for the joke of the week, and usually Jeff's little son Larry provides us with a joke of the week. But all the way from Madison, Wisconsin, is our little nephew, James. Hello, James. How are you doing?
Good.
So what do you got for the joke of the week?
This orange joke. Knock, okay. Knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad there are knock-knock jokes?
Well, yes, I am. Is it getting cold back there in Wisconsin?
Yep.
Oh, are you getting ready to do some skiing or some sledding?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thanks for calling in with the joke of the week.
You're welcome.
Well done, James.
Bye. That was James Cass, all the way from Madison, Wisconsin, our little nephew. And we go from the very young to the very senior we have. And I'm not talking about you, Christy, but the folks that you help out. Christy Spencer's here from St. Luke's Home for the Elderly. And you guys have a big to-do coming up.
We do. Thank you. On Sunday, November 14th, this Sunday, at the Tucson Jewish Community Center, we're hosting our 15th annual Sensational Settings event.
Now, let's take a step back. Tell us a little bit about St. Luke's Home first. What is St. Luke's all about?
St. Luke's Home, in today's guise, was founded in 1980, and it opened up in July of 1980 to 27 elderly women of limited financial means, which means that these ladies lived at poverty or below poverty level. And after the Board of Visitors and the Junior League here in Tucson did some research in the late 70s, they found a great need to provide housing for our elderly women who would otherwise go without either food or rent or medication, et cetera. So St. Luke's was opened in 1980 to serve those elderly women in need. In 2000, we refurbished the original building and went from being able to offer care to from 27 women to 64 elderly men, women, or couples. And this year, St. Luke's Home is celebrating 30 years of caring for our elderly in need here in Tucson.
That's great. You guys have been very successful.
Only through a lot of time, energy, effort, and compassion from not only the community, but a fabulous group of people who have served, you know, whether it's the Board of Trustees or the Board of Visitors or through financial support of the home, because St. Luke's Home is extremely unique. We receive no state or federal funding. The people that we serve pay what they can afford. So currently, we have to raise over $600,000 a year to cover the expenses of operating the home. And it will continue to be that, if not more, because those that we serve have no money. But other than that, they're intelligent, they're articulate, they're vibrant. What attracted me, I've been a volunteer for St. Luke's for 17 years, and what I continue to support this organization is their mission is to provide a home for our elderly where they can live with independence and dignity. And these, you know, our elderly deserve to
absolutely
have that.
Now you have a $600,000 nut to cover every year.
Correct.
And you know, there's a lot of different ways to do that. One simple way is, I believe you guys can take the state tax credits. You take advantage of those.
That is correct. Absolutely, up to $200 for single, $400 for couples.
Now, if somebody wanted to, you know, kick in either $200 or $400 mm-hmm. to St. Luke's Home, where would they go to do that?
Well, they can go online at TucsonSt.LukesHome.org. They can call St. Luke's Home at 628-1512.
And you can repeat that.
That's 628-1512. Or this Sunday, they can come to Sensational Settings at the Tucson Jewish Community Center. And there's a bunch of fabulous volunteers that are going to be there. Plus, we're going to have an information table set up with information about St. Luke's Home. And they can support a good cause, plus get the information.
Awesome. Now, let's talk about Sensational Settings. Now,
yeah, let's.
It's what, 22 years?
15 years 15. Sensational Settings.
Okay.
Yep. So We're throwing ourselves a birthday party.
And this is your major fundraiser.
It's our second.
Second.
Yep. The Board of Visitors, which have been part of St. Luke's home since 1917, hosts the Baile de las Flores every year. It's the oldest charitable event in Tucson.
That's right. The Baile is the oldest
It's event. 92nd year in 2011.
Wow.
92 years.
That's amazing. And that's a party in and of itself.
Oh, right there. I mean.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Sensational Studies because we're at the JCC.
We're at the JCC. We're in the auditorium in the gallery.
And there's, mm-hmm. I believe, a silent auction.
There's a fabulous silent auction, which is called Take a Seat, Take a Sip, and Savor. And it's made up of items for home entertaining or to embellish your home. The Take a Seat is art chairs that are hand-decorated by artists here in Tucson. The Sip is anything that's drinking vessel, and with this committee, it has a lot of fabulous alcohol-related glassware. And then the Savor is serving trays, bowls. We have a wonderful basket of gift certificates this year that'll be valued at close to $1,000 that we're calling Savor Tucson, and that celebrate all these different things here in Tucson, the Arizona Desert Museum, Old Tucson, Sabino Canyon, some of the fine restaurants we have here.
Now, there's going to be food at the event?
There is. Our caterer is Ron Russell from Blue House Catering, who's been a fabulous supporter of ours for many years. And it's a sweet and savory buffet, so you can keep up your strength as you view these 36 absolutely to die for tablescapes.
Table settings.
Let's talk about that because we have, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in this event because you have the silent auction, all sorts of stuff that people can bid on.
Mm-hmm.
You have tables that people, there's restaurants, there's home designers, all sorts of
interior
groups.
Interior designers, florists, special event people.
And they come up and each person, each group sets up their own table setting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are 32 of those?
There's 36.
36 of
36
those.
This year, yeah. And one is as fabulous as the next one.
And it used to, I'm a little behind the curve on this, they used to have a fashion show as well.
Well, we did, but, you know, this is our second year that we've replaced our seminars, is what we called them.
Seminars.
And this is our second year we're hosting Art of the Wreath live auction. And we have 12 absolutely fabulous wreaths, whether they're holiday, botanical, seasonally themed, again, done by local artists here in Tucson. And we live auction those. We have a live auction at 12:30 and one at 1:30. And two absolutely drop-dead raffle tables where for three tickets for $25, you win all the china, glass, silver, linen, centerpiece, the whole nine yards.
That's wonderful. Now, if somebody wanted to go to this fabulous event, how would they do that?
Well, what they can do is come to the event. It's from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Tucson JCC.
Do they have to buy tickets beforehand?
You can buy tickets at the door. They're $40 each. And you're in. And it's kind of like an open house. I mean, we start at 11 a.m. and we end at 3:30, but you can come any time in between those. I would definitely leave at least 2 hours minimum.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to go
through.
Oh, and
there's a no-host bar, too.
Oh, no-host bar. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to put a link up onto our site so if people really want to go and hope that they do want to go, that they'll head over to thefredandjeff.com, look for the St. Luke's Home link, and they'll be heading off to Sensational Settings this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Christy.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. One of the lingering questions from the Gulf oil spill is, where did all that oil go? A new study out of Alabama concludes it was eaten by bacteria. Monty Graham with the Dauphin Island Sea Lab says the bacteria were then eaten by other sea creatures.
There's no evidence at all that any of the toxic components of the oil are getting into our food supply from the Gulf of Mexico, and that's something I think people need to hear over and over again.
The commission investigating the oil spill held a second day of hearings Tuesday. A co-chair says officials at BP, Halliburton, and Transocean failed to identify risk that proved fatal. Federal agents in California have arrested five people suspected of selling illegal assault weapons to gang members. Three of the five are former Marines. It's just one night, but Conan O'Brien has to like the ratings for his first show on TBS. His debut pulled in 4.2 million viewers, more than Leno and Letterman. This is CNN Radio.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. So if you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press zero, and you'll be connected to a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more, visit allybank.com or call us anytime at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 10th, hurry in and save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with a purchase of four after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community and practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lon Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And welcome back to Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with our intrepid guest host, Michael Guyman.
Hey!
And the even more intrepid traveling host is on the air.
All right. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Well, not too good. Rita here at the Golden Nugget has just beat me like a rented mule in Pigou. Oh, it's not good. I think the kids' college fund is in jeopardy.
Well, oh my. Larry just left, so he won't know that for a while.
No, he won't. He's only six.
He's only six. Well, we've had this. I was during the break. I was looking at my text messages, and I've had about three people who have been volunteering to be the guest host for the future.
And?
Well, I mean, if you don't, you know, keep on leaving, I'll have to find a new host.
Oh.
A new partner. I got him lining up.
What am I, chopped liver over here?
Eye candy, I heard.
All right.
Well, yep. Michael Guyman is eye candy.
I got to get off the phone, you guys.
All right, well, thanks for calling in.
Have a good show.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good time.
Well, this is a Friend Jeff show, and we are over at the Tinderbox at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And with us is Big Mike, who is the general manager of the Tinderbox. And we are sitting here, Michael, smoking the cigar of the week. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, hi, guys. It's made by Romeo and Julieta. It's the Habana Reserve. It's got a Habana seed wrapper, and the cigar is actually manufactured in Honduras, and the wrapper is a straight Nicaraguan, the binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is a combination of Nicaraguan and Honduran tobacco. Straight medium smoke, nothing overpowering. It'll, you know, anyone who likes full or mild cigars will like it, and I'm smoking this one with you guys now, and near the end here, I'm getting a nice little almond taste to it. Tastes really good. So anyone who likes a medium-bodied smoke, this is going to be a winner.
And the deal is you buy three, you get one free. And there were, yep, like, what, about seven sizes over there?
I've got it in seven sizes.
Seven, yeah, sizes, and I think I'm, what is this, this is the Toro, right?
Toro. You're smoking a Toro, I'm smoking a Churchill, and
I think I had the Robusto.
Robusto, yeah.
Yeah,
so great little smoke.
It is wonderful smoke. Now, you know, in honor of my brother, what would you say the room note is?
That's why I mentioned the almonds, but that's the taste I'm getting. But the room note, it's nothing overpowering. Even like the guests that were here earlier, you know, no, everyone was pleased. No one made any weird faces or made any comments. So the room note's fine.
So this is a big deal to Jeff, apparently?
To Jeff it is.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting because, you know, part of this segment is we want to learn a little bit about cigars. You know, we talk about wine, and a lot of people love wine, and the different types of wine have different flavors, different notes, different, you know, as you drink it, it changes in your mouth and in the palate.
Right, just like if you smell the wine in the glass, the bouquet of the wine, it's going to smell different than what you're actually tasting using different senses. Same with a cigar. As the smoker smoking it, we taste one thing. People in the room who aren't smoking, they just get the smell of it. They don't get the taste. And it's sometimes it's completely different. Sometimes it's pleasing, and sometimes isn't for people who don't smoke. So take that into consideration if you're smoking in the house or with company.
Right. Yeah. So the deal is you buy three, you get one free. It's the Romeo y Julieta
Habana Reserve.
Habana Reserve, and this is just a wonderful smoke.
It's tasty.
And they come by 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124.
Suite 124. And if anyone wants to give us a call, you can get a hold of us at 747-4807.
Awesome, Michael. And on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking with, Tracy Thurston from Casa de la Luz, talking about a wonderful program they got coming up.
Stacy.
Stacy.
What did I say?
Tracy. There is a Tracy here, but
there's Tracy.
We're talking to Stacy.
We're talking to Stacy, that's right. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
What are some of the simple ways Five Stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer-lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin and they taste like gingerbread. Whoa, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with Michael Guyman, the Jeff substitute.
You like the word intrepid, by the way.
Yeah, you know.
Do you know the definition of the word intrepid?
No. It's like, you know, it's like the movie Three Amigos, and they start saying, you know, you have a plethora of gifts.
Right.
And he goes, do you know what plethora means? No, El Jefe.
I don't.
But we do have here Stacy from Casa de la Luz.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. And we want to talk a little bit about Casa de la Luz, one of our great sponsors. It is a hospice program, hospice facility. They actually do in-home.
Yes.
And they also have a facility where people can come and have a very comforting end-of-life experience.
Yes, and we also have the inpatient unit.
Inpatient unit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about CASA for a little bit.
Okay. Casa de la Luz, we pride ourselves on superior care, and we want people to be comfortable at the end of life. So we service Tucson, Oro Valley, Saddlebrook, and I believe a little bit of Catalina area. And the most important thing is for the patient to die with dignity. And that's what we pride ourselves on.
Now, we've had several family members. You know, we have a huge family.
Yes, you do.
And they've gone through that experience. And I've got to tell you, from the perspective of a family member, it's a wonderful blessing to have caring people around your family member when they're passing out of this life and moving on. Casa de la Luz is just a wonderful experience, not only for, I can't speak for the person, the patient, for the family member, but, you know, as a family member who, went through end of life with three grandparents at Casa, I can tell you that it's just a great experience.
It truly is. You know, I'm talking with some patients, and we have volunteers who go out and talk to patients and visit patients. And to hear the reactions of how patients are just fall in love with their volunteers or their social worker, the spiritual counselor, the nurses, anyone in the staff that they call into the main office, you could hear in the voices or the family's voices how happy and pleased and what a blessing it is for these family members to go through this process of end of life, which could be scary and, you know, a sad time for most people. It brings joy and it gives time for the family members to reconnect sometimes with each other or just be able to do a life review with the family member and the patient's comfortable or the family member has some counseling from our spiritual counselors and social workers. It's just a team effort from everybody over at Casa de la Luz.
And the memories that I'll carry with me forever, my paternal grandmother went through the process at Casa. And we were in the inpatient facility up Northwest area, Tucson. And my grandmother gave birth to 12 strapping well, my aunts and uncles and my dad. And it was, you know, it was hysterical. And I use that word deliberately because there were at most, you know, 11 of the kids, of her kids, all the grandkids, and some great-grandkids. And at one point, all of my aunts and uncles sort of were confessing all of their sins to my grandmother.
Oh, goodness.
About, you know, you remember that time when you couldn't find this, or you remember that time when so-and-so came over? And all these just stories were pouring out. And the time of, you know, sharing and family and how I think everybody became a little bit closer. And we were there to share that with my grandmother. And it was a wonderful, peaceful experience and it was very celebratory. Even though it was an end of somebody's life, we were celebrating that life and celebrating the family.
Celebrating the life is, to me, I haven't lost a family member in Casa de Luz Hospice. My family's in Connecticut, but we have experienced hospice there. Just the fact of celebrating someone's life before they pass, whether they're alert and oriented or they're not, they know what's going on, and it's an amazing thing to just have the family come together, whether it be one person or 75 people.
Yeah, there was a lot of people in that room at any given time.
It's amazing how close someone could get with even the patient confessing all the childhood things or adult things that they have gone through that their family member didn't know about, whether it be mom or dad or grandma or grandpa.
Well, even between the siblings, it was pretty good because
I could imagine
they were confessing to each other. Now, one of the reasons we have you on today, I mean, Casa de Luz is a wonderful program. It's a wonderful facility. And actually, it's the people there that make it great. And you know, you have Lynette, mm-hmm, and Agnes, who actually started the program.
Yes.
Two registered nurses felt that there was a, you know, this need that needed to be filled in the community. But there are just so many wonderful folks. I mean, the nurses, you know, the aides, the administrative people, they're all involved in this end-of-life experience.
It's a huge team effort. For every patient, they have a team that goes out there and visits them or goes to a facility or really goes anywhere that the patient is living and residing. And the team effort, I was in the military for 8 years, and I've never seen a team such like Casa de Luz has with our employees. It's heartwarming, and you could get emotional just speaking about it, just because of the closeness and the tight-knit that everyone is over there.
And, you know, the military is certainly an environment where you need to have that team aspect. How long have you been at Casa de Luz?
I've been at Casa de Luz for about a year and a half now.
Year and a half?
Yes. It's a complete blessing to be working there, but I've been there for a year and a half.
And I assume there are multiple locations.
Well, no, our main office is in Oro Valley.
Okay.
Right, Oro Valley. And then there's Kenmar Place, which is a live-in residence. And there's the inpatient unit also.
And they also provide care in someone's home if somebody chooses to begin their next journey.
In their home. Or in facilities, whether it be assisted live-in or nursing facilities, skilled nursing facilities and places like that. It's wherever the patient chooses to reside.
Now, Veterans Day is coming up this week, and you're a veteran.
I am.
We're surrounded by at least two others that I know of, three others, just raise your hand. And CASA has a really important program that they've been developing.
We do.
For veterans.
We do. It's called the Hospice Veterans Partnership Program. And if you like, I go through the history of it.
That's exactly what we want you to do.
That's the look I was getting. In 2003, there was a federal mandate that was put out for hospices to be involved in a hospice veterans partnership program. And it's coordinated through the VA. So wherever your closest VA hospital is, that's where you kind of gather and group up together. Well, Arizona, up until October 1st, was one of four states that did not have this program initiated. We are so happy to say that Southern Arizona finally has a program that's going to honor our veterans before they pass away, before their life's over. You know, most veterans have funeral services, military services, and they don't get to experience the honor it is to have a flag or to have the honor guard. And now we Southern Arizona has programs to go out and honor veterans. And Casa de la Luz finally has a program that we are going out and honoring our veterans before they pass.
Now, CASA is one of the first programs in Southern Arizona.
Yes, it is.
Now, explain to us how this program works.
Well, we have a couple of veterans on staff, including myself, who we coordinate with the families to make sure they want to have a ceremony. And me and one of our other staff members go in full military uniform in our blues, and we bring them a blanket. It's a hand-woven blanket. And we have insignia for every service, including the Coast Guard, because there are a Coast Guard in Arizona, and a plaque that's thanking the veteran for their service and for the United States. And we march up to them, we read the plaque, lay the blanket on the patient themselves, thank them for their service. We salute them. I mean, it's our honor to be able to do this for them, and we want to show them that, and we march out. The best part of the whole ceremony, though, is when we get to go back into the room where the veteran is, where the family is, and sit there and listen to the stories that these veterans have inside them that they want to tell another veteran that their family haven't even heard sometimes. And I would have probably passed history class if I learned as much about the World War II as I have in the last couple weeks. It's amazing. And, you know, it's a team effort even with that. We have the social workers who are involved. Or the nurses usually read the plaque while we're standing there with the patient. We have a couple of groups in Tucson who are helping us out, Warrant Officers Association, and also the Junior ROTC from Florin Wells are also doing the ceremonies with us.
Now, you're looking for more veterans to volunteer?
Well, eventually we will be. We will be looking for more veterans who want to come and help us out with these ceremonies. You know, we have about 6 people who do them now, and we try to do 6 a week. And it's a blessing. And any veteran who would be able to do this, it's so heartwarming. There's not even words to describe how looking in someone's eyes when you know they've gone through so much, whether it be World War II or the Korean War or Vietnam War, and all the pride they see when you have someone in uniform coming up to them and saluting them. They sit a little taller. Their eyes tear up. And they just, you can see the pride of what they've gone through.
Now, you are the volunteer coordinator.
I'm assistant volunteer coordinator.
Assistant volunteer coordinator.
Yes.
For Casa de la Luz.
Yes.
Now, if somebody wanted to be involved in this program, how would they approach Casa?
They can call our main number at 544-9890 and ask for myself, Stacy Thurston. And
Not Tracy.
Not Tracy, but Stacy.
Okay.
Thank you. I do get called Tracy a lot, though, so it's okay. And ask for myself, and we could see how we could get them involved in our program.
What was that number again?
It's 544-9890. So I know that number by heart.
Excellent. you talked about having 6 per week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that's meeting the need, or is it one of those things where people just need to know more, or people just need to get more educated about the program that you're now offering?
6 per week is 6 veterans that we honor a week. So we are, because the program started in October, we've had veterans on service since before October. So that's working on our backlog to catch up to where we are now. We're about halfway there, but we're still playing catch up to make sure we honor all of our veterans before they pass on.
Oh, it's a wonderful service.
Thank you.
Now, there are a ton of veterans in Tucson.
There are.
In Southern Arizona.
Yes.
And they span all the services.
Yes.
Even the Coast Guard.
Even the Coast Guard. And we get calls now saying, you know, the Coast Guard's part of the services. But even the Coast Guard we do serve.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, we really appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much for having me here. I appreciate it, too.
Well, and, if there's anything, I really hope that there are veterans listening and really want to engage, not as a participant, as a volunteer. But, you know, it's nice to know that this service exists to honor them. So if a family member is listening right now and wants to get their family member honored prior to passing on, they need just to call you guys.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a little bit of housekeeping business. One of our sponsors is Mayfield Florists, and they give us a dozen roses every week to give away for a trivia question. And, you know, usually my brother and I are really stupid about this because we always forget to come up with a question you know, once we ask a question, we give the answer several times. So early in the show, we talked to Christy Spencer from St. Luke's Home for the Elderly, and they were talking about how that facility opened in the late 1970s, early 1980s.
Oh, that's a very good hint.
That's, yeah, so somewhere in that cusp of those two decades, St. Luke's opened up, and I think, Michael, if I'm not too mistaken, it was 1980.
It might have been somewhere. It might be somewhere between 1979 and 1981.
Yeah, I think you're right. So the third person who calls in to the program, which is, and I am very foolish, I don't have the number with me. 3508. 529-3508. They're telling me I can't remember. I have my short-term memory issues. 529. I'm smoking a cigar. 529-3508. Third person calls in and tells us the year that St. Luke's Home opened for service to 27 senior ladies in our community. We'll get a dozen roses from Mayfield Floors. So, Stacey, we have a couple more minutes left. So
okay.
We're going to torture you a little bit longer.
Oh, okay.
So, is there anything else about CASA that you know we want to get out into the public?
Besides the fact, like I said, they have superior care, and
being the assistant
volunteer coordinator,
if somebody really has a passion for this, because I mm-hmm. you know they're friends of mine actually who now work for CASA.
Okay.
And they found that it was incredibly rewarding to come out and volunteer, be involved with these families as they experience these end-of-life events. How would they approach you guys if they wanted to participate?
Well, like I said before, they would call 544-9890 and ask for myself or our volunteer coordinator, Cindy Motz, and we could send them an interest packet that has step-by-step on how to become a volunteer. It has our application in it, a little bit of information about what a hospice volunteer can do, which our volunteers are mostly for companionship. They do a little respite care here and there, or vigil care, which is 11th hour care. And they would fill out the application and send it back to us. And our next training is actually in February. So we do 3 trainings a year. We're in the middle of one right now. And we would get them all set up to volunteer with us.
Right now, what kind of people are you looking for volunteers?
Our volunteers range from the age 16 to 92. So
wow.
Anybody under the sun from the ages of 16 to wherever, so they're able to volunteer, are more than welcome to give us a call and we can send out that interest packet to them.
Now, do they have any requirements as far as, do background checks and all that kind of stuff?
We do a background check. Before they start training, we do a public records, and after training, we do a background check.
Okay.
Just to make sure our volunteers go into homes and to go where the patients are, and our volunteers are all wonderful. They're all volunteer from their heart, and I can't say enough about them.
Well,
so.
All right, Stacey, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, CASA
thank
de
you
la
very
Luz,
much.
For the service you provide for our community. We are encouraging people to go to the Friend Jeff, friendjeff.com. You can find out more information about CASA de la Luz. You can find out more information about Tucson Museum of Art, maybe MoCA, and Sensational Settings.
Yeah, and St. Luke's.
Yeah, so tonight we will see, or good night, Tucson.
AM 1330, KJLL, South Tucson.